Speak on it, loved ones. It's your boy Herb Burrito, and you are at the Parlor with Potter. It's been a couple of days. We've been offline for a couple of days because your boy done switched up his phone. I got the new iPhone X, and I was having trouble getting myself logged in. But we are all good now, and we are back. You know how it goes. We like to start our dab sessions with a dab or a toke of some kind of some sort. Today is Sundabs, Sunday Fun Day. So I'm going to start off with a dab of this straight lemonade. Straight lemonade by Chill Extractions. Looks like the tree used for this straight lemonade was grown by Blackleaf. Very nice. Oh, that's the gas. Wow, that's lemonade-y. That's lemonade-y. I want to get into that. We're getting into that right now. Shit. With no further ado, we're getting into this lemonade. It's your boy, Herb Burrito. You are at the Parlor with Potter and Friends. Today is Sundabs. May 20, 2018. Late night sesh. We got a lot of things to talk about, and not, but we're going to get to it. Ooh, looks like my clothes, I'm multitasking right now. Looks like my clothes are ready to get out of the dryer, so we're going to just hang for a second. Enjoy this Tupac while I pull these clothes out of the dryer. Be right back after these dab seconds. Wow, this Dank Tank. I took a dab of this Mr. Dank Tank. This is the guava. Fucking delicious. All right, be right back.
Facilities, all you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about. Before. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police. Can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. New pants, sorry.
And picture me rolling. Yo, man, welcome back. Thank you if you've made it this far. That's what's up. Shout out to you and you. You are at the Parlor with Potter and Friends, and we're about to take this dab. Welcome back, everyone. Alright, got my rig out. Got my motherfucking brothership out. We're about to take a dab with this lemonade, straight lemonade. And looking good. Wow, look at the consistency of this batter. Like, that's that wet. What it is, what it was, what you're smoking out of, what you want to be smoking out of, and what are you smoking out of? What you're smoking on, what you want to be smoking on, what you're smoking out of. That's what I was trying to say. I'm about to torch up this brothership rig, and we're about to get a dab in of this lemonade. Let's go. So this past weekend, we had a couple things going on. Our good buddy, Dube Spade, it was his second born's birthday. Well, it's on Wednesday, but they're celebrating today. They had a reptile show. Shout out Lil Mouse. Happy birthday, Lil Mouse. We're hanging with our buddy out there in the beautiful city of Camarillo the other night. Fucking little poker game going on out there. And my boy fucking facilitates that. And he was handling his business, doing his thing. He's like, yo, man, one of my folks here needs some dank. Can you help out? And I'm like, well, shit, of course I can. So that's what we did. We helped a friend in need without no weed. And yeah. Alright, we're hot. Now it's cool down time. Let's fucking get it. You are at the Parlor with Potter and Friends. Shout out to you listening wherever you may be, taking the time in your day, your night, to hang out with your boy. Music is being provided by YouTube. And we're in the quiet storm. I'm vibing on my R&B thugging type shit. You know what I mean? If you don't realize, that's the kind of music we're gonna be bumping for the evening. But you already know. We just got a few more seconds, and I'm about to go in on this dab. Once again, we got the Straight Lemonade by Chill Extractions. Shout out my mans. You already know. You already know who you is. Appreciate you, my G. Let's fucking get it. Cheers, you stoners. We're going in. Damn, had me drooling for a second. My gosh, that was nice. I Had to let Ray go inside. It's getting a little chilly in here and kind of smoky. And that little guy ain't about that smoke. He ain't about the smoke. He ain't having that smoke. But it's all good. We don't hold that against him. Scarface and Tupac. That's a classic jam. Surely not on the R&B tip, but classic in itself. So yeah, again, like I was saying, things were going down. Yesterday was Friday night sesh. Friday night sesh? Wait, am I tripping? Hold on. Yesterday was Saturday. Excuse me. I apologize. Yesterday, what did we do? We went to the poker game late at night, but prior to that, we were just getting blazed at the crib, man. Had a great dinner. Made a great dinner. Some ribeye steaks. creamy corn. Some chicken flavored rice. It's almost like a rice pilaf. What else was there? Ribeye steak. Oh, yeah. It was like a surf and turf. Made some garlic shrimp. I had some garlic shrimp skewers. And set it off with that. Had some of that chicken flavored rice. Corn and some ribeyes, looking delicious. They came out really good last night as well. Medium rare, just again, nice cut. When you cut, it just fucking just melted right through. Had a nice buttery fucking taste to it. Anywho, that was just a little taste of it. But as in the blazing, man, we went fucking ape shit crazy, hammo, fucking just blazing joints for blunts and fucking and pipe loads over at that poker game. We're hanging with these the waitresses, the cocktail waitresses, and they were blazing, rolled the ladies a blunt. We smoked some blunts, had a great time. Shout out to them, word them up. Poker's still happening. Poker games are still alive and well. Your boy just might have to make his Ollie-like return back to the circuit. Kind of getting the itch, but I've refrained from it, and I've kind of pulled away from my gambling ways. And I do find myself only wanting to gamble when we go to Vegas or of the sorts. I'm not one to gamble locally anymore. It just doesn't have the same appeal. But after last night, your boy got an itch. But we're going to take a break right now. I'm going to get myself situated, and we're going to get this blunt toast started up. Appreciate y'all once again for hanging at the parlor. For hanging at the parlor with Potter. What it is, what it was. We'll see y'all in just a second. Boom, guys, we're back. I'm about to spark this cigarillo. And we're going to get back to the blazing. The Strawberry Festival just happened this past weekend, and holy moly, was traffic a son of a gun around my area. I live literally the neighborhood across the street from the Strawberry Festival here in Oxnard, California, USA, 93033. So anywho, traffic was a son of a bitch just to get home. I was like, damn. Anywho, just wanted to spit that out there. Strawberry Festival, if you don't know, you should. It's a real fun time. Everything strawberry is what it is. Just like it sounds. Thinks of something strawberry, they probably got it there. Dope. But it's just a great family outing. All in all, it's a great fair, festival. Extravaganza. Bazam, what's up with this music right here? Got me in my feels. I like that. That's a melody. Sorry, y'all. I'm fucking up all my syllables. Putting the emphasis on the wrong syllables. Shit. y'all want to get on some slow jam and shit. Y'all thinking this is the one. I'm going to fucking bring y'all back. I'm going to bring y'all back with some fucking jams right now. Right about now. Though the kid's pretty talented. Great voice. But I'm going to bring y'all back right motherfucking now. Just a quick quiet storm fucking slide in. I don't know what I'm saying. A quick little jam fucking, a little blast from the past. Y'all ready for this? Here we go. This takes me back to my youth, going to my old elementary, not even elementary, like junior high dance. These were the jams right here. And Trip, again, music videos. The production of music videos. Love it. But this is the old school jam. We're going to let y'all listen to this, and we're going to be right back with a dab. I'm going to get my dabs ready. Damn, that's a blast from the past, right? You gotta be a little bit older to know that song. Now, if you can figure out that song, if you Shazammed it, holla at your boy. That's my shit. Well, we're heating up the rig right now. We're gonna get another dab in right here. We're gonna switch up gears and take a, a hit of this exclusive melts. Ben Baller, OG. What? Ben Baller did the Terps. Alright, we're heated up. We're on cooldown now, and I'm gonna get this dab set up. Who do I love the best? Don't you know, don't you know?
Take this down for your hair, 'cause you got it all.
Yeah, we're cooling down right now, just getting ready to take this dab. I hope you are dabbing with me. Appreciate you if you are. What it is, what it wasn't, what you're smoking on, what you want to be smoking on, what you're smoking out of. I got this Ben Baller OG out of the brothership. Taurus, we're going in. Cheers, you stoners. Oh, yeah. that was nice. Wow. Ooh. Yo, it has finally happened. After that quick intermission, your boy was on a game of PUBG Mobile. And you already know what I'm talking about. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Here's the stats. 8 kills, damage 510, survival time. Oh, shit, got me. We already know, dog. Got that shit. Very nice. We level up. Awesome. Good shit. Good job. We'll take this moment to relight the blunto. You are at the parlor with Potter and friends, which is you. Oh yeah, that's nice. The salad blunt. Monster's not too fond of it, but he's just gonna have to deal with it. Winner, winner. Chicken dinner. I kind of shredded him up on that last round. This blend's something nice. I tell you, that was a long time coming, man. I'm like, shit, when am I ever gonna get a fucking chicken dinner? Your boy's in. He's finally broken the curse. The curse is gone. Lone wolf, come at me, bro. You already know. Got some DMX playing in the background. You were in the quiet storm of the late night dab chat. Blunch the gram. But there's a jam right here, though. This bagwood is something special, though. Ooh wee. Sweet aromatic. Rolled inside out. Perfectly rolled right now. Burning perfect. Serious, though. Fuck yeah, bro. So, yeah, again. We're going to go another round of this PUBG. It's kind of funny because I was just sitting here dumb quiet, hella focused. And I ripped right through these dudes. I shredded 8 dudes, murked 8 dudes along my path to victory. And like I said, long time coming. Fuck, man, I've been playing this for a hot minute and finally I got a dinner. So it does show. When you keep trying, at some point you will succeed. We got the replay of the Houston Rockets Golden State Warriors game on right now. We are coming in on the second quarter, 10 minutes and 33 seconds running. Score, Golden State 33, Rockets 27. This was televised earlier on TNT. And I'm just fucking spitting game right here. Word them up. We are in the late night. Dab chat, blunt the gram session at the parlor. Shout out to all y'all listening wherever you may be. Sound them off. Don't forget to download the app so you can fucking give a shout out. Because we'd like to fucking shout you out. You already know. You know what's funny is when you smoke by yourself like this, where you got this big fat blunt put to yourself, it kicks your butt. Because you can't pass it to no one. Usually when you pass it, you give yourself a little breathing time. But ain't happening. You gotta keep huffing it, because, too, also, If you don't huff it, it goes out. And you're trying to keep it lit. That's the whole concept of it, right? Keeping it lit. But I'm psh. But I have to say, man, again, this roll came out perfect, y'all. Perfect. Damn, tastes delish. I got friends that don't even smoke blunts at all, and they're like, I don't know how you smoke backwards. Fuck that shit. I'm like, man, they're good. When rolled properly, it's just like a fine cigar. I'd have to say just equivalent to a fine cigar, you know what I mean? This nice cannabis holds a lot of value. When you get a good pull, it's like taking a nice pull on a good fucking cigar with a V cut or punch. You know, when you get a nice pull off that, you know, it's just, it's hard to explain, but if you know, you know. This fucking blunt's popping. Zim zam. Hell yeah, guys. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Let me collect these fucking achievements real quick. Like, let me holler at my motherfucking achievement. Thank, thank. Get these, redeem these. Get my little crate. Holler at your boy. Yeah. Get my little fucking thank thing right there. Bam, big crate. Big things. Let's go. One more. Can you give your boy some love? Okay, here we go. Zim zam. All right, man, we're all scooped up on the fucking rewards. Now we're gonna fucking slide into our fucking inventory. Oh, look at that. Look at all this action right here. If you can hear the chime, zing, zang. Word them up, dog. Look at that, boom, collect that. Get that, collect that. Yeah, right now we're at a level 8. Dope. Zim zam. Your boy leveling up in all kinds of crazy ways right now. Damn, we leveled up? We leveled up yet? Is that what's happening? Zam, boom. Leveling up. Zam, zam. Damn, your boy's all geared up. It's funny, like, the game keeps trying to tell you to buy shit. Like, nah, I'm good. And then when I say buy shit, I mean, like, as in with your real money. Buy this. Fuck you. Okay. I'm fucking tapping out into, like, the Kimura right now. You know, take a quick breather from the Blunto. And just continue again. Just peeping the scene. You know what I mean? Ooh, we. One time. Look at that. Like, this is like some buy me shit. Buy me. Fuck out of here. Damn. Looking good, man. That's what's up. So we're gonna take a quick break. Let me get situated right back in here, and we'll talk about some other stuff, man. Fucking other things that went on this weekend. Like I was saying, Strawberry Festival popped off, but we're veterans of that. Don't really go to further strawberries. Strawberries are here all year round. Friday night session was a blast. Shout out fucking Andy, that one guy Andy. It was his birthday. And he had a good celebration over there, man. If you've seen on Instagram, you've seen LA Gourmet fucking lacing him up with a nice gram dab. I did as well, but I left. Hopefully Andy enjoyed that, man. Hope you enjoyed that fucking gram dab, Andy. Wedding cake by Mr. Dang. Yeah. We'll be right back after these dab seconds. Yo, breaking news. Just this morning, there was a homicide down the street from my house. And it looks like the news report just shows that they took into custody two juveniles in connection to this homicide, this assault that happened this morning on the Bard, on the street, Bard Road, right down the street from my neighborhood. Kind of cray-cray. I apologize, y'all. This is the munchie section of the chat of our podcast. I got me a Topper's pizza. This is the hot and honey. If you don't know, you should look it up. Google it. Tell me what you think. The hot and honey pizza from Topper's. Check in with me later. Welcome back, Mac. Meek Mill. Remember just a couple years ago, Meek Mill was taking fucking crazy L's against Drake. That whole beef. That's crazy. Monster, get out of here. This boy just got up. He hears me smacking down on a piece of pizza. So he has to come here and try to side bust. Side bust him some fucking, some crumbs. Monster, get out of here. This guy. Sound off. You are at the parlor with Potter. Want to thank y'all for joining us. And like I was saying, we're going to talk about other things. Hot shit on the streets. Motherfuckers getting blasted. It's not the stuff we want to talk about. Let's talk about these two chicken dinners I got back to back right now. First one, Solo. Got one. 8 kills. Confirm. Team game. Team Vegan. Backup monster. Team game. Chicken dinner, 3 kills. Game. One head hunt, one head gunshot. This boy's getting restless right here. My boy. Everybody, welcome Monster to the late night sesh. You want a treat, boy? We'll get you a treat, okay? We'll get you a treat. Right now, I'm dog sitting for my dad. He's in the Philippines. And, these dogs love him. They miss his presence. But, all in all, they are good boys. Monster's a pit bull. Ray is a Lhasa Apso. If I'm pronouncing it right. Lhasa Apso. Some shit like that. I don't know. Keep fucking that one up. Anywho. Go Meek Mill. Shout out Holmes. Word him up, man. Fucking. Hey, get out of there. I'm going to take a break right now. Because Monster's about to fucking electrocute himself. You are at the parlor with Potter and friends. Yee. Well, my friends. This podcast is coming to an end, to a close. We're going to get some shut-eye. These blunts have fucking taken its toll. Appreciate y'all coming through. It's been a nice fucking session with y'all. You are at the parlor with Potter and friends. We're going to let you off with some John B. Because like I said, we're at the Quiet Storm. And that's what we were doing earlier. So we'll go into the fashion and holla at your boy, John B. Check it out.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.